daf is Yuma daf Mem Vav, as we get into the last daf here in the fourth perek in Maseches Yuma, the perek that's been all about the Hagrola, Torah Pakalfi, and what it's made of, and what's the difference between the Torahs of Yom Kippur and the Torahs the whole year. That is all started off talking about this Ir LaZayim, Ir LaZazel, and we continue going into the Avoda Sapnim. That's what we're going to get into, that he goes in and he does the Torahs, and next perek, we'll start off with taking out the Kaf and the Machta. Okay, we are on Memhem Abayis, three lines from the bottom. The Itzrich, we are here, I've just been talking about yesterday's discussion of Ma'arachos, how many pyres were there on the Mizbeach, were there three, were there four, were there five? Everybody agrees there was a special one, extra, made on Yom Kippur in order to Machlokas Rashi Rambam, either in order to supply the coals for the Ktores for the Lefnai v'Lefnim, or just to be Ma'ater, to make the Mizbeach beautiful. The more fire on the Mizbeach, the better it, the more glorified it looks, L'shem L'chvod HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we had all different Makoros. How do we know that is true? And then we even ended up bringing, at the end of yesterday's daf, that not only for the avoda of the Lefnai v'Lefnim, but really any time you need fire in the Beis HaMikdash, it has to come from the Mizbeach HaChitzon. That includes the light for the menorah, and that includes the light for the Ktores every day. Now again, there are different pyres. We mentioned there's a different ma'aracha to take the coals from for the Ktores every day. Not from the main ma'aracha gedola that the animals go on, but either way, it all comes from the Mizbeach Hazav. So the Gemara ends off saying, "V'itzruch lemichta me'al mizbeach, v'itzruch lemichta milavnei Hashem." The last puzzle we brought from Parshas Achremos had both of these phrases. They have to take a full coal's worth of shovel, gachle, ish, me'al hamizbeach, from on the Mizbeach, mi lifnei Hashem, from in front of Hashem. So we're going to darshan each of those phrases. Why do we need each of those? From the Mizbeach, from before Hashem. So what do you need both of those for? Because of Rachmana me'al ha-Mizbeach, if it only said, me'al ha-Mizbeach, hava amina, my Mizbeach, Mizbeach primi. But at least a Mizbeach, I wouldn't have known which Mizbeach. I might have thought that you could take from the Mizbeach ha-Pnimi. Because of Rachmana, and that was the Havamina yesterday, that's the one that's close by to the menorah and to the others. So, because of Rachmana, Milafnei Hashem, that's why it has to also write Milafnei Hashem from the one that is from before Hashem, that is the one that's Keneged, the Pesach, and that is the Mizbeach HaChitzo. Because of, remember the three names to each of the Mizbechos. So if it just is Mizbech, you don't know which one. The inner Mizbech is called Mizbech HaPnimi, Mizbech HaZav, and Mizbech HaKtores. The outer Mizbech is called Mizbech HaChitzon, Mizbech HaOla, Mizbech HaRachoshes. Right, the three different names for each of the Mizbechos. Different times in the Gemara, they use different names. Most of the time it's Mizbech HaOla, because that's how it's defined, the Ola out of all the Karbanos. All the Karbanos go on there, but the Ola is the first one, that's Vayikra Perek Aleph, that's a defining carbon in that it goes all Kalil Lashem. So that's why you also need Milafnei Hashem. Because of Rachman and Milafnei Hashem, and if you only had that phrase, Hava Mina Dafki Milafnei Hashem, maybe then I would have thought that you have to dig Mamish Lafnei Hashem. What does that mean? On the Mizbeach HaNechoshes, one has to remove coals from exactly the area of the pyre on top that is connected the doorway of the Ulam and the Hechal. Not a little above, not a little north, not a little south, exactly across from the door. Avo mehai gisa, mehai gisa. But if I took it from either side, emalo, maybe it wouldn't be good enough, because it has to be mamish milafnei Hashem, tzricha, and that's why you need the other phrase, that of milafnei me'al ha-mizbeach, meaning all on the mizbeach, anywhere it is. Tosfos says, though, there is still a, even though the Gemara's maskana is that it doesn't have to be mamish lefnei Hashem, there is lachachila, to take exactly opposite. Says Tosfos, nehi, demasikacha, diafilu, dahagisu, dahagisa, kosher, even though we know b'dieved that's kosher, hanimili dieved, aval lachachila be'inon kineged ha-pesach. But lachachila, one should take it kineged ha-pesach, and the Kohen, when he goes up there and takes the coals, he should be wary of that. And that includes also for the Ktoras every day. Remember we had back in the earlier Prakim that the one who wins the lottery for the Ktoras, the one next to him, he says, okay, come with me, you get the coals. Right? So those two Kahanim win. And the Gemara said, Chafayim Abayis on the top, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Lo haya payis lamachta, el hakohen shezocha b'ktoras, omer lezeh she'imo, zachayim ei b'machta. Right? So the one who does the machta, l'chadchila, should take it from the exactly parallel to Pesach, Ohel, Moed. So that's Tosfos at least on a lechatchila level. Tosfos then says, v'im tomar, u'mayisra kra, l'meimar delo ma'akev. You need a pasik? This, but what did we just say the two phrases in the pasik are? You would have thought they have to take it with Hashem, kamashla, and you don't. But as we said yesterday, shana hakasav la'akev. The only time something is ma'akev in Hilchos Kachim is where it's repeated. That's the rule in Hilchos Kachim. You want it to be lechatchila, write it once. You want it to be even b'dieved, say it twice. So here it doesn't say it twice. So why would I have thought that it has to be ma'akev anyway? That you have to have a pasuk and say, oh, it's not ma'akev. It's only lechatchila. Why would I have thought otherwise? Says Tosfos, v'hechi teisi ikuva, v'alo shana lava kasav la'akev. Ay, v'imi lechsev chuka. If it says chuka, and doesn't that go on everything that's in the avoda? Well, that only goes on the na'asim b'bigdi lavim b'fnim. And therefore, I would have thought that dvarim sh'na'asim b'chutz are not ma'akev. Answers Tosfos. Well, is this really an avodas chutz? V'yesh lomar, important line, kivon dahavit sorech pnim, kipnim dami. Since I'm taking these coals, l'tzorech apnim, so it's kipnim dami. Assuming this is talking about the machta for the, including, is the machta for Yom Kippur. Midi dahavi aktores, shechafna kodem shchites apar. Remember, the pasuk we're darshaning, I said before about the general Torahs, but the pasuk we're darshaning is really about the Torahs of Yom Kippur. So, says Tosfos, even though it is that is done outside the Kodesh Kodashim, it is Litzorech inside the Kodesh Kodashim. So, it would be in a larger sense considered Avodas Pnim. And Avodas Pnim, we have a lashon of chukah in the Torah. And that's also enough to make everything that's referring to ma'akev. Without having the general rule of shana kasav la'akev that you have in Parshas Vayikra and Parshas Tzav, but in Parshas Achremos, chukah is saying the unique avodas of Yom Kippur have an element li'ikuva. So that's what I would have said. This also is a tzorach pnim, so that's good enough to make a li'ikuva. Kamash v'lan, we don't say that. Good. So that is why we need the two parts of the pasuk and Tosfos is ha'ara. Further, Amar Rabbi Elazar Mishabar Kapara, Omer Hayir Rabbi Meir. Rameo tells us as follows. We've been speaking yesterday about the different ma'arachos. So now we have an added element. Evari Ola Shenitosru Osulhen Maracha Befnei Atzma V'Sodran. As we had machlokas yesterday, do we have an extra special ma'aracha for the leftovers that didn't get burned overnight? So Rabbi Meir says, right, Orei Rabbi Meir, Evari Ola, the limbs of the Ola that are left over, you make a separate ma'aracha, and you set them up, Visodron. And we have Va'afilu B'Shabbos. Even on Shabbos, you are allowed, or maybe even obligated, to set up this other ma'aracha in order to burn the Evari Ola. The way the Rashi, and expanded by the Ritva, is that there is two chidushim here, according to Rabbi Meir. Number one, you set up the ma'aracha, period, on a weekday. You set up a separate ma'aracha for the leftovers. And number two, afilu b'Shabbos. And the Gemara is going to talk about each one of those elements separately. First, we'll talk about the first one. Says the Gemara, Maika Mashmal Antanina. What's the chiddush that this statement, Rebbe Elazar, the name of our kapara, says, this is Rebbe Meir Shita. It's Mefurish Mishnah. Right, we had it in the Mishnah. What does our Mishnah say? Our Mishnah said, back on Dav Mem Gimel Amabes, right, what does Rebbe Meir hold that every day there's four and today there's five? Why does he have so many? So the Gemara explained yesterday that he have an extra one for the leftovers that weren't burned. So why do you need this big chiddush that Bar Kapara is saying in the name of Rabbi Meir? Tanina, b'chol yom hayusham arba marachos. So what's the chiddush in the first half of Rabbi Meir's statement? Amar Rabbi Avin, lo nitzracha ela lipsulin. The chiddush is lipsulin. Even if it became possible somehow, that still warrants another ma'aracha. That's the chiddush. For the Mishnah, you would have thought only ksherim. Like what's psulin? Rashi quotes, hanach de'imol lo yerdu. There are certain types of parts of the animal that shouldn't go up on the mizbeach. But if it goes up on the mizbeach, what's the ninth parak in Zvachim? Im'ol lo yerdu. Right? Ha'mizbeach makadish esaroylo. Right? That's the name of the parak. So if it goes up, sometimes it's not so bad that if once it's up there, the mizbeach is collated and it stays up there. So for psulin, you wouldn't have thought you make a whole special ma'aracha. That's the chiddush of Rabbar Kaparez, Rabbi Meir. That even just for psulin. V'davka shemashla bohen ha'ar. And this is only, when do you make a separate one? If mashla bohen ha'ar, if the fire has already overtaken it, machlokas rishonim, does this mean rove? Does this mean miut? What exactly is the shir of mashla ben ha'ar? That's a discussion. But what exactly is the halachic status of mashla ben ha'ar? Rashi says, "Tmeyahi shaita naasu lachmo shel mizbeach." At that moment, it becomes the mizbeach's bread. Lechem Yishai, right? It's the mizbeach's bread. It's just a status by Mashlo Bohen Ha'ar, which, by the way, we'll talk about more in a minute. So, what's the Mashlo Bohen Ha'ar? That's when it has inherent kedusha, lachmo shel mizbeach, and it merits its own ma'aracha. Avalo Mashlo Bohen Ha'ar. But if it didn't have the fire didn't overtake it yet, it's still hardly burned. Lo, then you don't move it. You leave it on the main ma'aracha. You leave it there. You didn't have Nasas Mitzvah, so yet you didn't have any status yet. And therefore, it has to remain on the Iker Ma'aracha. Number one. Number two, the second version, Ika Da Amre. According to this version, only Psulin need Mashlamana Or, it sounds like. Because that's what we have that limitation within Psulin. The second version changes that. Ika Da Amre, Echad Cher, Echad Psulin, I Mashlamana Or in V'ilolo. Whether it's Mashlamana Or not, that applies both to Psulin and to Ksherim. What is the special status of Mashlam Ben Ha'ar? So again, Rashi says, Nasa Lach Moshel Mizbeach. Rabbi Chaim, here in the Grach HaLashas, he has an important formulation. He says, what is Mashlam Ben Ha'ar here in Simin Nun Gimel? Simin Nun Gimel says, Rabbi Chaim, Vehine, answering up a Rambam, Kedarko, Ikar Achilat, Shebein Mashlam Ben Ha'ar, the low Mashlam Ben Ha'ar, Tali Bazet. What happens? The below mashla, if it's not mashla ben ha'or, it still has to be burned because you have a chiyuv to burn karbanos. That's pre-mashla ben ha'or. Once mashla ben ha'or, it's no longer called a karban. It's already loses its status as a karban, and now it just belongs to the mizbeach. And there's a chovas haktara of anything that's on the mizbeach. So it switches. That's the switch. And that's why you have a separate ma'aracha. It's called burning the fats and the limbs. You have a chiyuv to burn the fats and the limbs. Mishum chovas haktaras hakarbon. And that requires the maracha gedola. If it's lo mashla ben ha'ar. That's what you have to burn. That's the main fire that you burn fats and limbs of karbanos. And that even is docha, as we'll get to Beis Hashem later on the daf. The daf called karban Shabbos docha and Shabbos lo karban Shchol. Aval b'mashla ben ha'ar. V'nasalach v'shel mizbeach. What does Rashi mean? It becomes shel mizbeach because it's no longer a varm or b'darm of a karban. Now it's lachmo shel mizbeach. What does that mean? Why do you have to be maktir and keep burning it? Not because you have to burn a karban, but because you have to burn items that belong to the mizbeach. This now belongs to the mizbeach, so to speak. Chovas haktaraso mishum chiyuvei v'dine mizbeach. Based on two different psukim. But that's what switches, according to Reb Chaim. Is it the Chovas Haktaras HaKarbon, or is it the Chovas Haktaras HaMizbeach? Two different ideas. We even spoke about a couple of weeks ago, the Chiddush of one of the Achronim, that maybe everything regarding, in a general sense, maybe all Avodos connect to the Karbon. Right, the Shrita, the Kabbalah, Lacha, the Zrika. And it could be, in a general sense, all Haktaras Imurin are more universal and generic. Chaim is saying, even if it's generic, even if you want to say, I don't think this is contradicting that Chiddush we said last week or so, right? Even if you want to say the Dalat Avodos of a Karban are unique to the Karban, this is the Shchita or the Zrika of an Ola, of a Shlamim, of a Chatas. Once it goes on the Mizbeach, it becomes general. Haktaras Imurin of a Karban, that's fine. But it's still Haktaras Imurin of a Karban. Lach Moshel Mizbeach, that's only after Mashla Ben Ha'ar, after the fire overtakes it and burns it a certain amount, then it changes the status of Evarim Bedarim to Lach Moshel Mizbeach. That's just giving a little more illustration to Rashi's line of Nasa Lach Moshel Mizbeach. Good, we continue. That is all regarding the first half of Bar Kapara's statement about Rabbi Meir. It's not a Chiddush. We know there's an extra pyre every day. So what's the Chiddush? Even Psulin. Second half of his statement, his last two words are Vafilu b'Shabbos, and even on Shabbos, the Gemara says we also learned this in the Mishnah. Tanina v'hayom chamesh says, and today there's five. That was Rabbi Meir's second half of the statement. Yesterday four, today five. Amar avacha bar Yaakov itzrich salkatay dachamina. No, you might have said, what is the Mishnah talking about? The Mishnah is about Yom Kippur. Remember, it's not about Shabbos. We'll get back to that also. Bez Hashem. So when do you say Hani Mili? When do you say that it's even on Shabbos? You set up the separate pyre. Hey Chodachal Yom Kippurim Lios Achar Shabbos. That's only if Yom Kippur falls out on a Sunday, which cannot happen today Bizman Hazem because of Law Du Rosh. We make sure Yom Kippur does not fall out on a Friday or a Sunday. We think it's extreme to be able to go from the Oneg and the lack of Oneg, right? From Yom Kippur and Shabbos, we never have them together. So, but you might have thought in the days of old, when do we say that you're allowed to make this, or and you have to make this extra pyre when Yom Kippur's on Sunday? So what are you burning? You're burning the leftover Shabbos karbanos. That is chashuv enough to be able to make another ma'aracha. To chelvi Shabbos krevi b'yom ha-kippurim. Because they both have that special kedusha. They're both Shabbos Shabbason. And then we would allow that haktara, the leftover Shabbos chalavim, to be burned on Yom Kippur. Aval be'emsa Shabbos lo. But maybe if Yom Kippur falls out on Monday or any other day of the week, when what are we talking about? We're talking about weekday chalavim. So maybe we wouldn't create a separate ma'arach on Yom Kippur to burn weekday chalavim. Kamash Malan, that's the Chiddush of Bar Kapara. Even that is going to be allowed and sanctioned on Yom Kippur. Period. Do we hold that way? We'll have to see. But that is his pshat of Bar Kapara of Yom Kippur. There is a Shagas Aryeh. The Shagas Aryeh says, this few lines of Gemara are very important. We read the Gemara, we're like, okay. It's Sri Chasa in the middle of the end of the fourth parak in Yom Kippur, and it doesn't really get us so excited. But it got the Shagas Aryeh very excited. What got him excited? The question we just said. The question. What was the question? Bar Kapara says you can make a Ma'aracha Gdola according to your mayor, even on Shabbos. So ask the Gemara. It's a Mefurish, it's a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, today 5. Said the Shagas Aryeh, 1 minute. That's Yom Kippur. That's not about Shabbos. So, what does that do for me? Says the Shagas Aryeh, he has a whole simin ayin aleph. Does the same isser of lighting a fire on Shabbos apply to Yom Kippur or not? We know generally Yom Kippur is Shabbos Shabbason, right? All the malachas that are also on Yom Kippur, you can't cook and you can't this, you can't that. So what about lighting a fire? Does the isser havara apply on Yom Kippur? Mi ani tama od, mi nalom la isser havara b'yom ha-kippurim. The Yafa gav the gabi di day lekalamemar he continues. He says there are some sources that seem to limit it to Shabbos to mitzvah atinu lavar shiav malacha. Right, it says on Shabbos lo savaru eish b'chamosh v'oseichem. How do you apply that to Yom Kippur? So he goes through a whole long tshuva, kedarko b'kodesh of the Shagas Aryeh, and in the last paragraph he says mikom makom yesh biyadi raya brura. I have a raya you can't get out of. The derech of the Shagas Aryeh is that he goes back and forth. Quotes a riot, he knocks it out. Quotes a riot, knocks it out. Unbelievable intellectual honesty. But here in the last paragraph, he says, Yeshli Raya Brura, Deleka Lamanda Amar, De Enis Rav Rav Yom Kippurim. That nobody could say there's no Isra of Avar and Yom Kippur. Why? Bein L'Rav Yossi Damar Havar L'Alav Yatzas, Bein Lamanda Amar, L'Chalag Yatzas Reino L'Machlokas by Shabbos. Whether lighting a fire on Shabbos is only an Isra Lav, or it's just there to be Megale that each malacha stands on its own. The machlokas of Havara Lalav Yasas or Lachalag Yasas. But he says, according to everybody, I think there's a Mefurish Gemara that says, Isra Havara on Yom Kippur. How do you know? Meet it's not, Beperik Dal Di Yuma, Bechol Yoma, Yishav Dal Marachos, Rabbi Meir, and the Gemara on Daf Mem Vav, and he quotes our Gemara, Uparcha, Filu B'Shabbos, Tinyana, Vayom Hei, Ve'im Isa, says the Shagas Aryeh, and if it's true that in Yom Kippur there is no Isra of Havara, of lighting a fire, then the Gemara's question doesn't make sense. Ah, you already Tanino, we have it by Yom Kippur. What are you talking about Yom Kippur? Maybe there's no Isser by Yom Kippur of Havara. Only on Shabbos. The Gemara doesn't make a fuss about it, but the Gemara's comparing Shabbos and Yom Kippur. So we would have said, of course, it's the shame, it's Shabbos Shabbason. But the Shagas Aryeh's issue here is trying to figure out whether there is an Isser of Havara on Yom Kippur. So he says, what do you mean, Yom Isa, my parach, hatuva kamash molan bar kapara, to the Rameir oselahem aracha b'fnei atzwa b'Shabbos. On Shabbos, the Avagav Tetan Vayom Hey, Alma Osan and Maracha, Bifnei Asa B'Yom HaKippurim, Yom Kippur, that's Yom Kippur. Who says the same thing applies to Shabbos? Aval Shabbos, Yilav Da'ashmi'inol on Bar Kapara, Lo Yadinam Le. Elavadai, ends off the Shagas Aryeh, Pshita Le L'Gemara, Da'asir Lahavar B'Yom HaKippurim, Min HaTorah, L'Kulei Alma, V'Lekam Adashari, Umilsa D'Pshitahi, Below Bar Kapara, Yadinam Le, L'Shabbos Yom HaKippurim, L'Rimeir, V'Su Lo Midi. Period. That's it. The Shagas Aryeh says, if you look at the footnotes here, the Beis HaLevi, also expands on it, and the Tzlach, everybody agrees to this, this Shagas Arya. This Gemara is crucial for that. Is there any way to get out of this Raya? Any way to hold otherwise? So the Stipler in Maseches Beitza says, maybe this Gemara is not about Havara. Maybe it's about Bishel and Sli. Maybe that's the issue that's being discussed. And in that way, there's a parallel, but maybe Havara not. Again, he says this, Lutzarech, he says to try to get out of the Raya, he says, V'yimtim Salomar, L'vimah Shizbar, Efshar, De'imikan Echrech, the hasam efshar dimikoch lasid malachas mevashal asin an Allah umevashal vaday malachi hibiyom akipurim. But maybe you know here it is not alright. He works it out about the is there still an iser daraisa bishul after it's mashla ben aor after there was a little bit of ichol. But most achronim assume that this is a raya brura relating to that issue. Okay, so we continue. The Gemara, what did we just say? How did we just explain the Mishnah according to the way Bar Kappara understands it? That you might have said that only when Yom Kippur falls out on Sunday are we allowed to burn the leftovers on Yom Kippur, but during the week, not Kamashwan. And that's exactly the Chiddush of Bar Kappara in the name of Rabbi Meir, that even otherwise, meaning Chelvei Chol Na'asin B'Yom HaKippurim. The leftovers, the fats of a Chol, of a weekday, of Erev Yom Kippur, can be burnt on Yom Kippur. So Amar Rava says now right in the middle, Man hai delo chayish l'kimchei. Who is the one, literally, that does not focus on his flour? That's a phrase the Gemara uses to say, I don't like that answer. You're not focusing. What kind of answer is that? So who is the one that doesn't focus on his flour? If you're getting like rocks and everything else in your grinding process. Ha b'chol yom tanan. The Mishnah says b'chol yom. Why would you have limited the Mishnah where the Meir says every day you have four and today you have five? Why would you have limited it to only when Yom Kippur falls out on Sunday? It doesn't sound like it would have been limited. So kasha. So the Gemara answers kasha. No answer. The Ritva again here says it says kasha. It doesn't say tyufta. There are answers. Not such a strong question. But either way, that is the Bar Kappara. Upliga de Rav Huna. And this argues on this suggestion of Bar Kappara and Rava that you can burn weekday chalavim on Yom Kippur. That's against as follows. That's against Rav Huna. De Amar tchilaso doche sofo eno doche. What does Rav Huna say? Tchila, the beginning. We'll go with Rashi's pshat of what tchila and sofia mean. Rashi's tchila means the ikar karban tamid. The ikar karbanas that have to be brought that day, right? Tamid shel Shabbos is shechtan on Shabbos and is karban Shabbos. The tchila is doche, but the sofo. The sofa, what's the sofa? The hefter chalavim ve'evarim of Friday's carbon, that's not doche. Tchila means the ikar carbon tamid of today. Sofo is the haktara of yesterday's. Rav Huna says, you can't burn chal ve'chol on Shabbos. You can't burn chal ve'chol on Yom HaKippurim. So therefore, you can't say that's the chiddush, according to Rav Meir, because that's not true. That's not true. That's tchila and sof. That is Rav Huna's statement, so it's against Rabbah and Rava and Bar Kappara from before. So now the Gemara is about to say that's not according to everybody. Gufa, Amar Rav Huna, Tchi Tamit Tchilasa Doche, Sofo Eino Doche. So, Amai Eino Doche. What does that mean it's not Doche? We know the Karban Tamid itself, as we learned earlier in Maseches Pesachim, the Karban Tamid is Doche Shabbos, is Doche Tuma, is Doche everything. That's the Karban Tamid. That's why it's such a basic Karban that when we don't have it, it's a tragedy, right? One of the five tragedies that happened in the end of Maseches Tainis on Shavuos Batamuz on Tisha B'Av, one of them is Batla Tamid, right? That was a symbol of our avoda. So when we don't have a Tamid, we're finished. So the carbon Tamid itself is Doche Shabbos and is Doche Tuma. What about the Hefter Chalavim Veivarim? The Sof of the carbon Tamid. What is that Doche? Rav Huna says it's not Doche. So what is it not doche? We have one of two choices. Because whenever we talk about Tachiyah, we talk about Shabbos, we talk about Tumah. So what is it not doche? We have a Mesorah, we think that Rav Huna is only saying it's not doche one. Not doche one element, but it is doche the other element. So machlokas, what does Rav Huna mean? Mai eino doche. Rav Chisda Amar, doche es a Shabbos ve'eino doche es a Tumah. Rav Chisda says, no, it is doche Shabbos. It is doche Shabbos. What does that mean? According to that version, according to Rav Chisda, so Rav Huna is not arguing on Bar Kappara then. Because the Sof, the Hector of the previous day, is Doche Shabbos. Right, the previous, when the Gemara said, Pliga, that's only going like the second day, as we'll see in a second. But according to Rav Chisda, Rav Huna agrees that the leftovers are Doche Shabbos, ve'eino Doche Zatuma. But it's not Doche Tuma. Tumah is more chomor. And the Rabba, we'll change this to Rabba, because earlier we had Rava, right? The Rabba Amar, Doche Zatumah, Vene Doche Shabbos, the opposite. No, the leftovers are ironically Doche Tumah, but are not Doche Shabbos. Fine. So Amalei Abaya, L'Rabba L'Didach Kasha, Amalei Abaya L'Rabba L'Didach Kasha, L'Rav Chizda Kasha. I have problems with both of yours. Both of you are machalik between Tumah and Shabbos. And Sof Tumid, which means the leftovers of yesterday, can they be burned today? If it's Shabbos, can they be burned if they're Betumah? So you're each machalik in one direction. Why should there be any difference? L'didach Kasha, according to you, Rabba, I have the following problem. You say that it's Doche Tumah, not Shabbos. Maishtob Tumah. Why is it Doche Tumah? Dichsiv bimo ado v'afilu Betumah. So Shabbos nami bimo ado v'afilu b'Shabbos. What's the difference? We have limudim by both to tell me that's Doche Tumah and Shabbos. Ula Rav Chizda Kasha, and according to Rav Chizda, the other way. Maishra Shabbos, Dechsib B'moado, Afilu B'Shabbos, Tumanavi B'moado, Afilu B'Tumah. So what's the difference between these two halachos? So Amar Lei, so Rabba says, Lola Didi Kasha, V'lola Rav Chizda Kasha. It's not a problem according to either opinion. Let me explain. Lididi lokasha, according to me, what did he say? Rabba said that it's Doche Tumah and not Shabbos. Doche Tumah and not Shabbos. So why does that work? Sofo kitchilaso. We compare the sof, the hector of the chalavim, to the original din. What's the original din? Tumah ditchilaso bar midchi tumahu. Friday's carbon tamid is Doche Tumah and it's not Doche Shabbos. The Iker Karbon Tumid of Friday, right? You can't bring Friday's Tumid on Shabbos, Mi'ikaron. So the Friday's Tumid is Doche Tumah and is not Doche Shabbos. So the leftovers of Friday's Tumid is Doche Tumah and not Doche Shabbos. So we compare. Tumah ditchi laso bar mitche tumahu sofonami dachi. So the Iker Karbon Tumid on Friday is Doche Tumah. So the sof, the Hector Chalavim of Friday's Tumid is Doche Tumah. Shabbos ditchi laso lav bar mitchi Shabbos hu. The Friday Tumid you cannot bring on Shabbos. The Friday Tumid is not Doche Shabbos. So sofonami lo dachi. So too the leftovers of the Friday Tumid is not Doche either. So that's Rabba. That's Rabba said, that's my pshat, why I say the Hector Chalavim of Friday's Karbon, or Erev Yom Kippur's, we're comparing, is Doche Tumah, but it's not Doche Shabbos. Why is that Doche Shabbos? What do you mean it's not Doche Shabbos? Rashi has an important line here, second Rashi. Shabbos ditchilaso, ditamid de Erev Shabbos, lav bar mitchi Shabbos. Right, Friday's Tumid is not Doche. You can't bring Friday's Tumid on Shabbos. Shari Beinu Arbayim Nishchat. Why? Even the afternoon Tumid. It's Shechti Beinu Arbayim. What does Beinu Arbayim here mean? It does not mean Bein Hashmashos. It means Beinu Arbayim in the afternoon. Sometime after 6.5 hours before Shkia. V'dam Nifsla B'Shkia Sachama. And you have to do the whole Avoda. V'dam is Nifsla B'Shkia Sachama. And therefore, it has to be done all before Shkia. There's a lot to say about this Rashi. Let's talk about it for a minute. First of all, he's quoting Dam Nifsal B'Shkia Sachama. Rav Soloveitchik was fond of quoting Rabbeinu Yona in the beginning of the fourth parak in Maseches Brachos. Rav Schechter quotes this in a number of places. Rav Soloveitchik himself quotes this in one of his Yartzeit Shiurim, that even if you hold like Rabbeinu Tam, right, the big famous machlokas of the Rabbeinu Tam in the Gra, how do you answer the steer in Gemaras between Maseches Shabbos and Maseches Psachim? Where one Gemara says that Bein Hashmashos is 3/4 mil, the time it takes you to walk 3/4 mil, while the other Gemara says that the time period between Shkia and Seis is 4 mil, the time it takes to walk 4 mil, so we always thought that Bein Hashmashos is the time between Shkia and Seis. How could one Gemara say Bein Hashmashos is 3/4 mil? And the other Gemara, right, is Shabbos Laman Hay and Psachim Sadi Dalid. One Gemara says 3/4 mil, one say 4 mil. So you have two or three ways to explain that stira. Rabbeinu Tam, famous Rabbeinu Tam, why Rabbeinu Tam always has later zmanim, two shkias. The first shkia is at the end of 3/4 mil, but the first shkia is, there's 4 mil altogether between Bein Hashmashos and Seis, and the last 3/4 mil out of that 4 mil, according to Rabbeinu Tam, that's Bein Hashmashos. That's Safek Yom Safek Laila. For 3 1/4 mil after what we call Shkia, according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's Vadai Yom. Even though it's dark outside, that's Rabbeinu Tam's
Chiddush. And that's why all the Zmanim for Rabbeinu Tam are always much later. I hold Rabbeinu Tam's Zmanim. But the Vilna Gaon says the opposite way. The Vilna Gaon says, no, right after what we call Shkiyas Bein HaShemashos, the first three quarters of a mil. After that, it's Vaday Laila, and there's two tzeses. There's tzeses HaKochavim and tzeses Kol HaKochavim. But there's really only one Shkiyas. That's a Machlokas. That's why the Gruz Zmanim are always earlier, and Rabbeinu Tam's Zmanim are always later. There's another Deya to answer the Sira, but not for now. But says Rav Salvechik that based on Rabbeinu Yonah in the fourth parak in Brachas, even Rabbeinu Tam would hold, even though regarding other halachos, maybe it's still Vada Yom until later, but Dam Nifsal B'Shkiyah Sachama, and Tfilas Mincha has to be done by Shkia no matter what, even according to Rabbeinu Tam, according to the first Shkia. That's what Rav Salvechik said, and therefore, even if one holds like Rabbeinu Tam, he writes this, Rav Shachter writes this in Nefesh HaRav, Rabbeinu Ha'itamin Medakdik L'Spal HaMincha Kodem HaShkia, V'yaragel L'Haskir Azdivir Rabbeinu Yonah, Sha'afilu L'Daz Rabbeinu Tam, Sha'adayin Vada Yomu Adzman Rav L'Achar Shkia, V'kol Mako, Ein L'Spal HaAz Mincha, D'dam Nifzal B'Shkia Sachama, V'zman T'fil HaAz Mincha Niskana Keneged Zman, HaKrav HaSatamit Shabbein HaRabayim. That is the Rav Salvechik. The Rav did add, though, even though the Rama is kind of meko. If you look in the Rama says you could have mincha at a laila. So it sounds like in Reish Lama Gimel and Hilchas Mincha that the Rama is meko. But the Mishnah Brura there quotes many achronim that says don't be meko, and it's even better to daven be yachidus alone without a minion before shkia than to daven with a minion after shkia. So that's again a crucial question, but it's all based on dam nifsal bishkias sachama right here. Okay, let's continue. Okay, there's more here on this on this Rashi. Maybe just one other point on the Rashi. What would be the issue of doing Zrikas Hadam on Shabbos? Let's say the Dam wasn't Nifsal B'Shkiyas Hacham. It sounds like they wouldn't do the Zrika either way on Shabbos, besides the fact that Avod has to be done during the day. So there's a discussion whether there's a problem in the Azara. There's a discussion, there are the Rishash here quotes Rishonim in Maseches Menachos that discuss whether the Azara has the status of Rosh Hasharabim or not. It's surrounded by four walls, so Lachara wouldn't be a Rosh Hasharabim, but there are other elements involved. The question is, what exactly would be the problem of Zrika? Is it Tikkun, which we probably would have said is bringing a kapara? That's a Tikkun. It's a form of Makava Patish, or is it an issue? Other issues. Okay, let's continue. So we did the first half of Rabba's answer to Abaya. Rabba says, my distinction makes sense. What do I say? I say, the Hector Chalavim is Doche Tumah and not Doche Shabbos, because I compare it to Tchilas Tamid. Let me now explain the other way. Let me explain Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda on the fourth line, Lokasha also. What did Rav Chisda say? That, again, the Iker Karbet Tamid is Doche Shabbos and Tumah. We're talking about the Sof Tamid. The Sof Tamid, according to Rav Chisda, is Doche Shabbos and not Tumah. Why does that make sense? Why does that work? Rav Chisda Lokasha, Sofo Ketchiloso, similar comparison. Sofo Ketchiloso Leslai. He does not say you compare the end of the Tumah to the beginning. So what's his Svara? As follows. Shabbos Dehutrahi Betzibur, Sofo Nami Dachi. Shabbos is Hutra b'tzibur. Maleches avodan Shabbos is hutra. And therefore, it's so strong that even the sofa is going to be doche. Tuba de dechuya hi b'tzibur. But tuma is only dechuya, only if you don't have a choice. Tchilaso de ikr kapara dachi. The ikr, the tchila of the karbet tamid, which you don't have a choice, dachi. Sofo de la vikr kapara. It's not an ikr, it's a ma'akev. It is not doche. Period. So this is the chilek the Gemara brings. Why would this be? Why would you say that by Shabbos it's Hutra, and by Tumah it's only Dechuya? What would be a svara for that? We have elsewhere that there's always parallels. There's always parallels between them. Right? Some Achronim say, this is like against the Kesef Mishnah. Which Kesef Mishnah? The Kesef Mishnah in the second parak in Hilchas Shabbos. The Kesef Mishnah there, quote, is going on the Rambam. The Rambam paskins, what are we paskin about Shabbos? Pikuach Nefesh on Shabbos. Dechuya. Dechuya pikuach nefesh eitzel Shabbos, meaning you only do what you need to do, says the Rambam. Dechuya hi Shabbos eitzel sakanas nefashos kishar kol ha mitzvos lefichach chol eshi ish bo sakana osin lo kol tzracha b'Shabbos You do whatever a chola needs. Alpi rofe uman shaloso makom safek, even a safek, even a svek sveka. But the Rambam paskins dechuya. As the Ketzer Mishnah, how does the Rambam know that we paskin dechuya by pikuach nefesh on Shabbos? Maybe it's chutra. Says the Ketzer Mishnah, because we have a machlokas regarding tuma about the ritzui tzitz. He quotes other gemaras in Maseches Psachim and says the Ketzer Mishnah umashma. The Rambam thinks tchihechi deifligu betuma. Hachanami, if Liga B'Shabbos, Lagabe Cholemi, Dechuya, or Hutra. Mistum is the parallel machlokas. Whenever you have a clash between halachos, Tumah, Shabbos, right? Clash. Asi Dechalos Aseis. So, you say Dechuya over here, Mistum you say Dechuya over here. The Kaimala, Kamanda Amar Dechuya. By Tumah we hold Dechuya B'Tzibur, and because we say that, it must be Shabbos is also Dechuya. That's the Kesef Mishnah. So some Achronim say this Gemara is Beferish against that. This Gemara is Bechalik, at least according to one day, according to Rav Chisda, that you would say Techuya by Tuma, you know, we would not say Techuya by Shabbos. Okay, in any case, the Ketzer Mishnah can say, I hold like Rav, but whatever, there are other Gemaras and other Deis. The question is, what's the Svara? What's the Svara to say that by Tuma we would say Techuya and Shabbos we would say Hutra? So, based on a Ramban in Torah Sa'adam, the suggestion is made that you would say Hutra when it's inevitable that these two ideas would overlap. Doing the Avoda on Shabbos, it's not like, oh, it just happened to fall out this way. You have to bring a carpet tumid every Shabbos. So it makes a lot of sense that you don't say, oh, it's dechuya. Oh, there's an aveira today, but we're allowed to push it aside. No, this is always the case. Hashem knew when he gave the Torah that this is always going to happen. You have to bring a carpet tumid 365-7, and every seventh day is going to be Shabbos. So it makes sense to say, hutra, the aveira does not exist on Shabbos. But by tumah, it just happened to fall out. It's not that it has to be. It's not that there's an inevitability of overlap. No. It just happened to be that the Kohanim would tell me today. Next week, hopefully it'll never happen again. So there, it makes sense to say, okay, we'll allow you to do it this time. But the Aveira still exists. So that's a Svara that is said. Again, you could have said, if you want, according to the Mandamar of Hutra, always, you could say it, even without this, you could say, oh, even if it just happened to be, you know, Hashem understood that if it ever falls out in an overlap, then the Aveira doesn't exist. You can understand it that way. But once you have this suggestion, this chilik in the Gemara, then we can very well understand why you would have this distinction. Again, there's a lot more there regarding Asei Dochalos Asei, but we'll continue, we'll just mention one other source. Again, a very interesting case, a very important halacha lemaisa. This is regarding Tum of Hutra and Techuya, a Pikuach Nefesh, Shabbos. Again, the Chashuk Yechemet here has the following shiloh, but it's discussed by all of the poskim. Is one allowed to be Mechalel Shabbos just to prevent pain? Not for Sakana. What's the case? The case was, there was a Yeled who got a wound on Shabbos. He had a deep cut. He goes to the doctor, they go to Tarim, they go to wherever it is, and he's about to stitch it up, and then he realizes that they ran out of the anesthesia drug. So he says to the father, I could do it, but I don't have anesthesia, it's going to kill your son. I mean, in pain. So you could go to the hospital, because I don't have the anesthesia here, so you could drive to the hospital, but, you know, to get it with anesthesia, or not. That's the Shiloh. That doesn't say there was obviously asked, but this was the case. So you know what the answer is going to be. You just got to figure out how to get there. Right? You know what the answer is going to be. But how do you get there? So he says the best thing obviously is to get a non-Jew to drive. That for sure is mutter. You're not going to drive, but right, the pikuach, even if, he's definitely a chola, she'ein bo sakana, vadai. So he says, harim yelakum uteres b'akam choli, hagam she'ein bo sakana, v'meisham nag nachri. So then what do you say? So he says, let me give you a couple of reasons why it's mutter to drive. Number one, ke'evim might be called sakana. Very, very strong pain might be in the category of sakana. Ke'evim shel hatfira bibasar achay liyelid, him ke'avim azim, v'yishvim savik sakana. To get hardama. Number one. Number two, we have the machlokes. Hutra and dechuya by Shabbos. If you hold hutra, I also think it's mutter. because, you know, you're allowed to be more flexible in this regard. Lefi shita, zu, lechor pashut, demudal chal shabbos, lenzol lebet cholim shishbo choma hardama, kishem shosim bachol. What does hutra mean? Treat it like weekday. So like weekday, you drive to the hospital to get the anesthesia, so do today. And he says, even dechuya, I would say it's mutter. Why? Because, you know, this is a tzorah harbe of the situation. Even though it's mamash da pikuach nefesh. But then he says at the end of the last paragraph, he says, and if the doctor was smart, and he was a chacham, he would say to the father, there's no anesthesia here, so I'm not stitching your son. I don't want to do it. I don't want to cause your son such extreme pain. And then the father won't have a choice, and then he'll have to go to the hospital. So he says, that's it. If he's a bikeach, and he knows the halacha, he says, he doesn't have a chiyuv to do this if there's another choice. He doesn't want to put his son in pain. So he says, "Im yachol lomar hu yachol lomar la abba shal ayel ani mesariv le tapel eineni chayav le hitznaheg ba'achzarius klavi ayel hat soek mikeivav ulachas yu yomer eineni rotz el tvar shulvona sheref sharus elin tzol lebet cholim vein lomar sharofi avar lifnei iver is that lifnei iver? Why well, lifnei iver? It's only if I give him something usser. Here I'm just not being metapel. Why is that lifnei iver? Not lifnei iver. So that's the chashuki chemed. One of those questions that you know what the answer is. You just got to figure out and formulate why it would be mutter. Okay. You can't always say that. I know what the answer is going to be. Most of the time, you don't know what the answer is going to be. And we have to figure it out. But here, when it comes to such pain, it can't be the halacha is so charif in that way. And therefore, we know that was what that the poskim will explain. It's based on svaris. Okay,
so,
Itmar.
So, what do we
pass? So, the Rambam says, Tuchuya. Tuchuya, so we try to do our best without violating the least yisurim possible. Itmar, hamachabe eish, once we're still talking about the ma'aracha. So the last section in the Gemara, hamachabe eish machta umenora. What happens if, I know there's an isadar isa, we mentioned it yesterday, there's an asay of eish tamitukad, and there's an elos asay of lo sichpe. One is not allowed to extinguish the fire on the mizbeach. Not allowed to. The Gemara in Tzvachim even discusses what happens if somebody is misnadev yayin? I promise to bring a wine carbon on the mizbeach. So the Gemara talks about, I sprinkle wine on the mizbeach. The Gemara talks about, how could you do that? Isser of lo sichbe. Are you sprinkling big drops, little drops? So there's an isser of lo sichbe. What happens if I take coals from the mizbeach for the menorah to light the fire, for the ktores? Is there an isser of lo sichbe on those coals once they have been taken off the mizbeach? That's our discussion right here. So, hamachabe eish machta uminora, if hamachabe those, on a weekday, forget Shabbos, on a weekday. Abaye amar chayev, Rav amar patur, machlokes. Abaye says it's still an Israel losichbe, and Rav says no. 2 days. Number one, dekabye berosha shal mizbeach, tukuli amalo pligi dechayev. If you're still on top of the mizbeach, everybody agrees you're chayev there. That's still called eish mizbeach, if you haven't gone down the ramp yet. Ki pligi da'achtea ara v'kabye. The machlokes is if you've already gone down the ramp. And now you extinguish it. Abaya Amar Chayiv Esha Mizbeachu. Abaya says you still chayiv Esha Mizbeach. Rav Amar Pater Kiva De Nitzka. Rav says no. Once you have detached it and separated it from the Esha Mizbeach, it's no longer called the Esha Mizbeach, and therefore you're not chayiv. Ela Had Amar Rav Nachman Amar Rav Avua. But 1 minute, didn't Rav Nachman say Hamor Gachelas Mi Al Gabi Amizbeach VeKiva Chayiv Keman Ka Abaya? Rav Nachman says you're chayiv if you take it down. What? So he's going like Abaya? That wouldn't work. Why? Because we want to pass in like Rav Nachman, and we only pass in like Abaye in 6 cases. And this is not one of them. This is not one of the Yalkagams. So, we'd rather not say he's like Abaye. So he answers the Gemara, Filutema Karava. No, he could even fit in according to Rava. Why? What's the difference? Rava says, Patur. Ha sam lo intik le mitzvasa. Rav Nachman's just talking about a case where you took a coal down for no reason. So if you took it down for no reason, it's still labeled, Eishem is back, and you should bring it back up. Hacha intika lemitzvasa. Here you have taken it off for the menorah, for the ketores. So right when you take it off, it changes labels. It changes labels, and now it's called Esha menorah or Esha ketores.
Is kabaya bekiva?
So if you extinguish it, chayiv is going to be if you did it on purpose, right? If you do it what you're supposed to be doing, that's a davar shein miskaven, and therefore it wouldn't be a problem. But if you actually did it, it's a problem. Ika d'amri, we'll get back to the first version. Let's just finish first. Ika d'amri, a different version. The achdia arav akabi tuklam lo pligi depater. No. Everybody, both Abaye and Rava agree that if you took it off, it's no longer eishem mizbeach and your putter. Ki pligi de kabi brosha shalom mizbeach. The machlokas is even if you have it in your shovel and you're still on top. Abaye Amar Chayiv Eishem Mizbeach. Who? It's still Eishem Mizbeach. Rav Amar Pater Kiva the Nitka Nitka. Rav says even on top of the Mizbeach, once you have taken it out of the Ma'aracha, it's no longer Eishem Mizbeach. Elohada Amar Rav Nachman Amar Ravua Hamored Gachelas Me'Algavi Mizbeach V'Kiba Chayiv. I Rav Nachman says once you took it down, you're still Chayiv. Kiman Loka Abaye V'Loka Rava. You're against everybody because we just said that Rav Nachman says Chayiv if you take it down. Hasam lo intik la mitzvasa. No, Rav Nachman is a case where you are and you have any kavana for a mitzvah. That's why it's still called Eisha Mizbeach. Hacha intik la mitzvah. But here it is minatik la mitzvah. Good. So what do you see from here? You see from here that there's a concept of changing definitions, changing labels. This is called Eisha Mizbeach, and in certain cases, if you have kavana for a mitzvah, it takes on that status. But if you don't have any kavana, that it does not take on that status. Says the Maariv Chayis right here, that this Gemara supports the Ran in Maseches Rosh Hashanah. What's the Ran in Maseches Rosh Hashanah? The Ran says, in Rosh Hashanah, what happens if it's Rosh Hashanah, and you're blowing shofar? Says the Ran, on Tes Amabez in the Dafei Harif, he says, there's a chilek, that the Gemara says, Hatokeya Lashir, or Hatokeya Misasek Lehischanech Banav. Are you just blowing shofar for, you love the sound of shofar. You're blowing a song, and you happen to blow with the skiers and the shvarms and the truas. The Gemara says, Hatokeya Lashir, Yatsa. Hatokeya Misasek. But if you're blowing in order to teach your child how to blow, so then you're not going to be Yotze. What's the difference? Says the Ran, Hatokeya Lashir, you're totally not focusing on any mitzvah. It's like a blank. There's no substitute mitzvah that you're labeling this tekiah with, and therefore you can be yotzei with that. He says, Kiva Shayna Miskava Lashum mitzvah yatza, Lamanta Amar mitzvah sein srichas kavana. It's like blank. But if you're doing a different mitzvah, being mechanich your child in a mitzvah, then that's labeled as chinuch. That's not labeled as tekiah shofar. And therefore, you can't be yotzei with that. Avo misase kiva shekvaru mechavi lemitzvah. Dainu lechanech es atinokes. Oza kavana ma'akeves mitzvah acheres. Shelo tachul. He says, it's better to have blank kavana than to have a different mitzvah kavana. Says the Maariv Chayis, that's our Gemara. If it's blank, then it can still be called Eisha Mizbeach. But if you're doing a different mitzvah, so then it's labeled Eisha Ktores or Eisha Menorah. He says, similar to what the Gemara says in Zvachim Daf Gimel, he quotes, Mina Machriv Lavas Mina Lo Machriv. The Gemara there says, sometimes if I have a karbon and I shecht it for the wrong kavana, shechting it for a different karbon, let's say I shecht an Ola L'Shem Chatas, that could be worse than L'Shem Chulin. Because a different karbon, that's a real competition. For Chulin, it's not a competition. I'll just throw in one other parallel to this. You have the Ran in Rosh Hashanah. You have this Gemara, just one other, which we mentioned in the past, and that's the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan is bothered, like Rishonim already bothered. Rav Avraham ben Arambam is already bothered by this question. What's the difference? Why is it that for Malacha Shein Tzricha Lagufa, we paskin Pater? What's a Malacha Shein Tzricha Lagufa? I do the exact act that was done in the Mishkan for a different purpose. I dig a hole because I want the dirt, not because I want the hole. Right? I trap because I don't want it to bite me, not because I want to trap it. So Malacha Shein Tzricha Lagufa, we paskin like Rav Shimon, Pater. While Psikresha, I do act A, which Vada is going to cause act B. Vada is going to cause act B, but I didn't do act B. I did act A, which is going to cause act B. I'm Chayiv Da'oraisa. Why does that make sense? Psik Reisha needs to be more removed. I'm doing Act A, which causes Act B, and then I'm Chayav D'Oraisa. Malacha Shein Tzricha Lagufa. I'm doing the exact same act, but for a different kavana. So I'm putter there. Says the Aruch HaShulchan in the beginning of Hilchos Shabbos exactly this idea. He compares it to davening or any mitzvah. If I don't have kavana, okay, mitzvah Shein Tzricha's kavana, you yotzei anyway. What if I have anti kavana? I have kavana that I don't want to be yotzei. Then it doesn't work. I'm not yotzei. So he says, by Malacha Shein Tzricha Lagufa, what are you doing? You're doing the same exact act, but you're substituting a different kavana in. This was kavana in the Mishkan, and I'm doing a different kavana, so that withholds and prevents you from violating the Issa D'Oraisa. Psik Reisha, I'm doing act A, and act A comes. But I'm not having any anti-kavana of act B. It's blank, and it's for sure going to be caused. So therefore, you can still be chayiv because blank is better than anti, better than a different. So the Maariv Chayis says in our Gemara, that's what's proved by this Gemara also. If you take the gachalim off of the Mizbeach, If you don't have any, if you don't have no reason for doing it, it's still labeled as it was previously. But if you have different kavana, then it could have a different label. Okay, Adrolach Tarpa Kalfi, Be'ez Hashem. Next time, we start with the fifth paragraph of Maseches Yuma. We are halfway there. Eight prakim here in Maseches Yuma. I'm not saying dafim wise, but that is the first four. And then Be'ez Hashem, we get into the fifth paragraph, continuing the avoda of Yom Kippur. We get a dafim in shir last night. Be'ez Hashem, it should be up on Chassi Shir.